Hello, thanks for tuning in to Learn, Grow, Succeed, the leadership podcast with me, Tom Hallett. This podcast is all about providing you with insights and tips to help you on your journey towards exceptional leadership. Hi guys, it's Tom Hallett back on the Learn, Grow, Succeed podcast. They're coming thick and fast at the moment. Thanks as ever for listening and joining us today, wherever you're on, however you're listening to us. As always, you know, it's an absolute privilege to be part of your learning journeys and something that we really value here at XL. So to say that 2020 has been a little bit crazy is quite an understatement. You know, since probably the Second World War, it's probably one of the most impactful years in the history at economic level, at a professional level, and at a personal level. And one thing that I'm really noticing in clients at a personal and business level, as well as amongst friends and family, is that everything we've been through in 2020 has really tested our levels of resilience. In fact, you know, just to put some facts behind that, a recent PwC study noted that employee well-being is now in the top three most important factors for CEOs globally at the moment. And that's something that just hasn't been quite the case for ever before. So that's why I thought we'd throw in this little bonus podcast all about how to give your resilience a boost. If you can actively boost your resilience, 2020 is also a year of huge opportunities due to changing habits of people and the fact that change is even more commonplace than in the past. People are accepting change at a rate that has never before been seen. So within that, there are huge opportunities if you can harness it. As ever, before I get into the bulk of the podcast, welcome along. If you're brand new to us, welcome. If you're a long-term listener, thank you very much for coming back. And just as a quick reminder, all of our podcasts do have transcripts, and these can all be found on our website at www.xl-communications.com. And there's also tons of extra development content on there, such as webinars, white papers, blogs. And there's new content coming out pretty much every single week. So do check it out or follow us on LinkedIn or Facebook, because everything that we put on our website also goes down those social channels. So before we go into how to build resilience, I guess it's pretty important just to define what I mean by resilience in that kind of business and leadership context. So resilience is the ability to recover quickly from difficulties. It's having the adaptability and agility to deal with change and rapid change as we're seeing at the moment. And to a point, it's the ability to go with the flow and not get too stressed about things. You know, it's the ability to take things as they come along and figure out how to get through them without getting yourself into too much of a difficult place mentally. You know, it could be anything from dealing with everyday pressures of workload to managing significant workplace changes that could affect your business, your employees, you know, such as the COVID crisis. Leaders face challenges every single day, and how you deal with setbacks of any kind demonstrates your level of resilience. The more resilient you are, the more you'll be able to bounce back from setbacks, so strength in times of uncertainty and experience growth in adversity. You know, if you look at your colleagues or your peers and people around the world at the moment, you know, how people have dealt with changes to their business through COVID will give you an indication of how good they are at developing their resilience, as to whether they've taken it on the chin and been riding this wave, or whether actually it's been a really, really difficult time. Your resilience is a bit like a muscle, and you can train it to work better for you. I do think some people are more naturally resilient, but no matter what your natural level of resilience is, you can develop it in the same way you could go to the gym and work out how big your muscles were. By becoming more resilient, you'll avoid dwelling on failures and enable yourself and your team to learn from mistakes and move on. And I think that's also a really important point, because although we're talking about the difficulties of COVID, being a highly resilient leader also means that even when times are not as crazy as they are at the moment, you know, you can deal with what might be seen as failures in a business. You know, there's classic train of thought within many startups around how you have to fail fast. Well, a lot of people just can't deal with that. But if you build your resilience, you'll realize that failures are not failures. They're actually just learning opportunities, and you'll learn from them and be stronger. So how do you build your resilience? And let me share with you three key ways I would suggest you can get started on building up your resilience, whether you feel like it needs a real big boost or if you feel like a resilient character. But there is always opportunity to become more resilient. You cannot be over resilient. So first, and it sounds super simple, but there are probably more people in this world that forget about this than don't. And that is to remember about self-care. You know, you have to pay attention and start to prioritize not just your business world, but your life. You know, take time to look after your mental and physical health, as this will really reinforce your resilience. You know, after all, you need to be on top form to enable you to be a strong and motivational leader. So take time out to nourish your soul, whether that's through whatever it is you like to do, art, reading, music, getting out, whatever it is. Make sure you exercise. Personally, this is the most important part of my personal care regime, is making sure I build in that hour or so a day where I can exercise in the gym or outside and whatever it may be. For me, that is the most important thing for resilience and self-care. Another one, recharge your batteries and enjoy time with friends and family where you can in a safe way at the moment. And recharging your batteries, yes, that might be going to sleep a little bit earlier, getting those 8 hours in. Or it might just be going for a laugh with your friends. And if you can't do that in person at the moment, well, you know, jumping on a virtual social or something like that. These things will all rebuild your resilience muscle and see you return to the workplace ready to take on challenges and lead with power and confidence and agility. Next up is to keep things in perspective. And this is very important. What happens to you does not define you as a person. It's crucial to keep events and challenges separate from who you are. Manage your mindset by staying positive and acknowledging that while these may form part of your life experience, they do not need to overtake you. And additionally, remember not to be too judgmental on yourself. We all drive to be perfect, but to develop your resilience, you need to cut yourself some slack. You know, in other words, sometimes good is good enough. You know, you don't have to be 100% every time. Again, a very, very common startup bit of mentality is 80% is good enough. Let's just crack on and see what happens. So don't feel like you have to be perfect. If your businesses, your teams are struggling in the current economic climate, you know, that's not a reflection on you. That is a reflection on what's going on in the world. And that's merely a learning opportunity for you to say, well, what could you do differently next time? Or what can you be doing differently now to right the ship? And finally, and again, these are all supposed to be very simple things you can do straight after this podcast and without investing too much time and effort. And this one is to create space to think. In a hectic workplace where days flash by, you're dealing with multiple tasks, it's easy to forget to allow yourself time to think. You know, Zoom calls, I find, pick up my diary much quicker than physical calls ever did. You know, if I was going into London for a physical meeting, I had that time getting to and from the meeting, which actually was a good sort of reflection time. I don't have that anymore. I can have meetings from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. if I wanted to, and I have to build in reflection time. What I actually try and do is put all my Zoom calls in the meeting and try and keep my afternoons free. And that means I can either do work, crazy notion I know, or it's time to reflect and think about what I could be doing differently. By freeing up space in your diary, you provide the opportunity for creative thinking that can spark innovative ideas. Organising your time to allow flexibility will help build your resilience against getting bogged down in the minutiae, the detail of everyday life. and it will give you time to reflect and free your mind for inspiration to strike something that could be the next big thing in your career or your life journey. So make sure to free up some headspace, some time to give yourself some headspace. Think about the things that you can be doing in that time. Is it reading a book, or is it just going for a walk? A 15-minute walk at lunchtime, I'm sure, will mean you'll be a lot more productive in the afternoon. So I hope these three tips have given you some insights into how you can develop your resilience as a leader. Just as a very quick recap, they were self-care, to make sure you're building in healthy eating, exercise and that kind of stuff. Keep things in perspective. What's going on in your professional life does not reflect on you as a person, and not everything has to be perfect. And finally, create space to think. If you would like to hear more on the subject, we have loads of resilience content on our website, as I mentioned. There's also a really good webinar that we ran a couple of months ago. That's on the website too, so to jump on and have a look there. We've also got some highly experienced and highly trained trainers, facilitators, and experts within the XL community. So by all means, give us a shout, and we're always happy to talk and see how we can help you off. So thank you so much for jumping on this bonus pod, and I will speak to you next time.